Savannah, walk out into the sultry evening. forgotten breathing when the sea winds brush the hair down around your neck. Survey. You're smiling in love and we'll sigh solely. I believe because we will both know by tonight we'll feel no more again. But until then.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Indie Trash. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, that's Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to have a lovely snowy show.
Oh, yeah. We got some snow last night.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of snow, fun fact about this band. So the song that just played is called Savannah by Reliant K. Fun fact about Reliant K, they've got a pop punk version of 12 Days of Christmas, and it is the best thing I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of like fantastic.
That's awesome. I love that so much.
Would recommend listening to on your own time.
Amazing.
It is not Christmas, so I will
so
refrain.
I will refrain.
Though it is difficult. Though it pains
as much
me,
as you want to.
I will refrain.
Okay. Let me.
But yes, no, it's so pretty.
It's really so pretty. I know, and I feel so adult. I shoveled earlier.
Oh, wow.
I know. Thank you.
Un aplauso.
un
aplauso.
Yeah, and I did like all the way down like the side of my house because I live on a corner. And I was like, am I responsible for the side of my house? I was like, I probably am. I'll do it. Whatever. I guess.
It's fine.
All right. So I feel like the vibe for today, just, you know, chill.
I've got some stuff from my Discover Weekly that we can think about at some point. But like,
amazing. Well, we're gonna start off with a fave of mine. This is My House by Declan McKenna.
So far from your one home, nothing to spend my paper currency on. The big man said city life, get you in the city for good. Ain't allowed to step a foot out of my neighborhood, but I don't mind, I don't mind.
Oh, from my
it's dead for good.
Chatting with you this morning. Have a nice day.
right, everyone. Welcome back.
That song's
so good.
It's so
fun. That one was Talking to Myself by Gatlin.
Gatlin?
I don't know.
It's spelled for the folks G-A-T-L-I, probably Gatlin.
I think so, because there's not another, if there's another I.
If there's another I, then it's Gatlin, but like,
hey man, there's no other I in there.
There's no other I in there. G-A-T-L-I-N.
Yeah.
Makes good music.
Yeah. Okay, so
Let's talk about what's about to happen.
So we just got a call from our lovely friend Lucas.
Shout out Lucas.
Major shout out Lucas.
Major shout out Lucas.
And he suggested that we play Chocolate by the 1975.
Which, banger.
Good
banger
song. Great song.
Great song.
And then I was remembering, oh my gosh, in 2019,
mm-hmm.
I went through a really big, like, 1975 phase. Like, I'm, and then I went to one of my older playlists.
Right. Or as one does.
As one does.
As one does.
You know, just a little walk down memory lane. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is all, like, from A Brief Inquiry, I Like It When You're Asleep. We have a little bit from self-titled, like, Settle Down. But there's a lot of good stuff on this playlist.
Great song.
So I think we're going to pull from, like, our 2018 selves.
Because I opened my 2018...
Banger playlist over here. Yeah.
And it is... So when I tell you, like in the top, like, the first few songs, it's, like, Bourne's, Vampire Weekend, The Killers, Old Panic at the Disco, My Chemical Romance, Ed Sheeran, and Imagine Dragons.
Oh, my goodness.
So we were... I don't know what was going on in my head musically in this era, but I'm excited to find out.
Yeah. I'm looking through mine now, and I'm seeing I have 10% by K-Tronada, which now I've reentered my K-Tronada phase. Yep, flex. I'm flex. So cool.
Let's go.
And you know what? Shout out to December 13th, 2019
me. Did the K-Tronada remix win the Grammy?
Or? I don't think it did.
No.
We can go through and look at the wins, and we'll chat. We'll chat. But yeah, so we're going to create a fire queue.
Fire queue. Only bangers.
Flames. And yeah, hope you enjoy.
Chocolate by the 1975. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks,
here we
Lucas.
Go. Shout out Lucas.
Shout out Lucas.
Okay.
Now call this baby, 'cause song.
All right. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water. Drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready food already stored in your house. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your own home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. That's Tufts Educational Radio.
Very educational.
Very, very topical today. Very topical. You know, I'm
big
really...
Big storm.
Big storm, yeah.
Big storm.
Yeah. All right, thoughts on the songs that we've been
bangers.
I've been
dancing. You know, like, I have a friend who calls his mom dancing, but, like, you know, you're driving and you got a little, like, you got a little jiggy.
A
like,
little shoulder.
You got a little shoulder movement, a little bit in the hips and the torso, but your legs stay completely still. That's exactly the kind of, that's what I've been doing. I know you've seen that, but for the people at home, that's what I've been doing.
I'm
like mom cart dancing.
Yes. That's so real. Okay, I think what we're going to do up next, I had a different song, but I changed my mind.
Okay.
Because we were talking 2019.
We're talking 2019.
And for me...
We're talking 2019.
We're talking 2019.
I mean, we're 2019.
Yeah, yeah.
As the kids say.
Yeah, the kids are definitely saying that, Gonzo.
The kids are definitely saying that,
guys. Right?
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Right, of course.
But I... Okay, so... Summer 2019, I worked at a bagel store that was like,
ooh, like, fun. I didn't
like
know this about you.
7 minute walk from my house.
Nice, fantastic.
You know, but I would usually open. I would go when the store opened, so I didn't have to like do the opening duties. But like
right.
I would,
but you would be like, you'd
I would,
be like,
I would be there at 5 a.m. or was it 6? I forget. It was really, really
okay,
early.
But how were the bagels?
They were really good. Okay. I had a bacon, egg, and cheese every day for that whole summer, and I'm still not sick of it. That's the best food on this planet, my friend. And they were like pretty good bagels. They're so good. But I was really into Benny at that point in time. Miss Super Lonely.
Do I know?
I'm a lonely girl.
No.
Oh, because this was on TikTok, and you.
I'm not on TikTok.
Did it make its way to YouTube Shorts?
No, it has not made its way to YouTube Shorts. Benny spelled
B-E-N-E-E.
I know. Yeah. Hold on. I know one song, question mark. I know. Okay, go. Keep going.
But I was going to say that I would listen to her album Fire on Mars. That's with two Z's, by the way.
I'm sorry. Wow, I wasn't even anticipating one Z, but that's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. And it like it's really good. It's awesome. So we're gonna play a song from that EP. This one's called Afterlife. It's just like a really funny, kind of unserious song, and I love it so much, and I hope that you guys love it too.
And which I'm facing, you've got this wrong, you are mistaken. Inject me with some kind of poison, body shuts down and I'm left falling. Am I supposed to fight and leave my soul behind? Blank walls surrounding me, stuck in between two scenes, and every part of me was left purple and green. One more lost lonely tea, left broke down chasing dreams. Now what am I to do? In the state of feeling confused, planning out my revenge on you. In this afterlife, I see you as the killer, pulling down on the trigger, like I mean nothing to ya. In this afterlife, I will prove that you're right where I begin. Then
and I will die for the third time. Then rise up limping like a zombie. Am I supposed to fight? Then leave my soul behind. Then crawl surrounding me, stuck in between two scenes. And every part of me was left for pulling green. While my lost lonely teen left broke down chasing dreams. Now what am I to do? Like I mean nothing to ya. In this afterlife I will prove that you're ugly and make your new boyfriend love me till there's no one above me. In the afterlife, afterlife, afterlife. In the afterlife, afterlife, afterlife. In the afterlife, afterlife, afterlife. In the afterlife, afterlife, afterlife.
Song just so wonderfully that, weird.
That was so, I love it. I love it so much.
It's great. Yeah, I was telling Gonzo also there, the next song on the EP, it's called Evil Spider.
It's so
I am a spider, creep up behind ya. And yeah, so the next song we're gonna play, it's called Strangers by Sigrid. This is another trip down memory lane for me. I was really obsessed with her for a long time. Well, not like a super long time, but you know. Enough where, like, it showed
it
up on my top songs. Just a phase.
It's just a phase.
And just so good. Very, like, Swedish pop singer. The lyrics, like, okay. I feel like I've talked about this podcast on air before, but there's this one I like called One Song. They do a deep dive into one song. And you never guess based on that title, man.
No me digas.
And they talk a lot about like who's involved with the making of a track. And a lot of times it involves a Swedish songwriter. And I didn't know this, but sometimes like they don't really write the lyrics. They just know like these people specifically from like Sweden or just like, I don't know, Europe, who maybe like English isn't their first language. But like they know what sounds need to go where. So whenever you hear something from like ABBA, maybe, and you're like, that lyric was a little bit ridiculous. Just know that like... That's okay because it sounds good and you can dance to it.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about this song.
Okay, perfect.
I just want to sing it super loud. Does it really make sense? Maybe. But it is awesome. All right, so here's Strangers by Sigrid.
Curtain draws.
What'd you think of that one?
Love. That was so fun.
It was such a fun little song. Yeah, I think up next we're going to do Safe and Sound by Capital City.
Yes, yes. What a banger.
Another one. You brought this up and we
it's
both
so
like,
good. It's
wait,
so good.
I forgot how amazing this song is.
Truly, they peaked. Capital City's peaked with Safe and Sound, and it's a banger. Kangaroo Court, also a banger. But Safe and Sound's so good.
It is so good. It is so good. I'm going to say something, and this might be a lie, and I need to go fact check it. Yeah. But I remember long ago, I saw Katy Perry in concert.
Yeah.
And I swear they opened for her.
I will look this up, actually.
Okay. Perfect. We will come back to you with the facts.
With the real things.
After Safe and Sound by Capital Cities. right. So I was right. They did open for Katy Perry, and I did see them at the TD Garden in, I want to say, 2014. I was just reading a Billboard interview about it, about how they were worried about not being able to connect to Miss Perry's young female audience. But I remember them, so I'd say that's a good sign. All right, next up, we're going to do Sweet Nothing by Calvin Harris featuring Florence Welch. This is another one that was in like my top songs of 2018 or 2019. And I still listen to it quite frequently. It's a really good workout song, I must say. But it's still really fun to just dance around to. So here's Sweet Nothing.
Oh,
Oh my goodness. That song is so good. That one, of course, was Sugar Boy by St.